Hi, I'm Mel Pickup, Chief Executive of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, and welcome to this month's episode of our podcast series, where I'm sitting down with colleagues and partners from across the Trust and the wider community to find out more about them and their contributions to the health and well-being of the people here in Bradford. This month, I'm joined by Erica Jackson, Nurse Bank Line Manager, to find out more about her and the important role that the Nurse Bank plays in covering almost 2,000 shifts per week here in our hospitals. Welcome, Erica.
Good morning.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time. You're such a larger-than-life character. You're pretty much here, there and everywhere. It's the nature of the job. I'm sure we're going to learn more about that. But can you tell me, just as a starter for 10, to people listening, what is the Nurse Bank?
So the Nurse Bank is like an internal agency employed by the Trust, where we cover shifts on all the wards across the Trust, Westwood Park, St Luke's, Westbourne Green, over at Skipton too. Fill in HCA shifts, qualified shifts, maternity, midwives, theatres. So we're covering all kinds of gaps all across the Trust.
Why do we have those gaps?
Vacancies, sickness, maternity leave. Sometimes it can be a little bit of increased dependency or patients need one-to-one.
And what kinds of people work on the bank? So we know that you've told us there are registered nurses, healthcare assistants, but why is the Nurse Bank an attractive proposition to some people?
People don't have to have a contract of a full-time post. They can work a couple of days a week if they want, or they can work 6 days a week if they want, five night shifts a week, only on a weekend. So we attract a lot of mums, dads, students, people that just want to do an extra shift. And also a lot of our substantive staff pick up bank shifts in their own areas to help their teams too.
So it's the ultimate in flexibility, really, isn't it? You can choose where and when and how you want to work. And if you already work set hours and you want to augment your salary and do a little bit extra, maybe you're saving up for something, you can choose to do that. And it's very much the case because we talk a lot in the NHS about the challenges of filling vacancies. You've told us that that's a big driver for the need for having that flexibility. We've got a big workforce plan across the NHS to grow our workforce, but that's going to take some time. So the role of the Nurse Bank and flexible working is really important in maintaining our safe staffing levels for the services that we want to provide.
Absolutely. We get a lot of shifts a week. On average, we get 3,000 requests just for HCAs alone. We can cover just over 2,000 of them with our bank-only staff.
Now, I remember when I was a ward sister, one of the tasks that we had to do as the leader of the ward was to put together a rota that ensured that we had the right staff on the right days, at the right times, with the right skills. And that was quite a challenge when you were talking about a team of maybe 25, 30 people. And this is on an enormous scale. And you've already alluded to 3,000 requests, 2,000. How does that complexity actually work? It can't always have been like that. I mean, you started in this role 20 years ago. We didn't have the modern technology. How did you used to manage it then?
When I started, it was actually 9th of April 2001 when I started in the Nurse Bank team. And we got our shift requests faxed to us on a sheet of paper. Yeah. And our healthcare and qualified staff all had a card in a card index box. So if somebody rang up and said, Erica, I need a healthcare for Ward 1 today, we would flick through the card index and see who had Ward 1 as their favourite written on there and give them a call.
And how does that compare with now? How does it work now?
Oh, now it's all computerised now. Everybody books the shifts online. They can book 6 weeks in advance because that's how far in advance we get the shifts from the rosters. It's totally changed the whole dynamic of flexible working, them being more in control of the shifts rather than us being in control of the shifts. They're picking where they want to go and work, what day they want to go and work.
And do you find that, I mean, technology, of course, when you're managing an operation of the size and complexity that you are now, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in that old way. But is it all benefits? Has anything been lost?
When it was card index days, it was telephone calls. Hi, how are you? You don't sound right great today. What's the matter? Are you okay? Because you lost that personal touch a little bit. And our health cares used to ring up on a weekly basis for the shifts the week after. So they would ring you every Wednesday. But if you'd spoken to them the week before and they might have been a little bit unwell, how are you feeling? Do you feel any better? And you had that friendship with your staff that we kind of lost a little bit when we went online because we didn't speak to them as much. And that is where Dear Erica was born.
So tell us about Dear Erica.
So when I created Dear Erica, and the concept of it is your voice matters. Will from the OD team came and took a couple of photos of me and made me the Dear Erica box. And he also created the Dear Erica. He created my image, really. And that's where the Dear Erica box concept came from, where they could get something off the chest, they could write it down on a piece of paper, write it down on the card. But it didn't go as swimmingly as what I thought. I didn't the box. So I created the Dear Erica Facebook page. I'm so proud of it, Mel. I'm so proud of that page. I've got over 1,300 followers, I think, now, from when we started. We've been going nearly 2 years. And that page is just amazing. It's created a family, I think, of people building relationships, people building friendships. So there were three reasons why I created Dear Erica. The first one is my eldest son, Robbie. He's 24 now, but at the age of 15, he was diagnosed with a brain tumour. An epilepsy, and it was quite a shock. Our whole worlds were turned upside down, but I had to become his voice. I had to ask a lot of questions. I had to give him a lot of answers. I had to speak to a lot of people. And he was my, if he can do this and go through what he's doing, I can do anything. He's had brain surgery. He's come out of it the other end. He's a different person. So his mum's a different person now because of him. The second reason was civility and incivility. And I've had both in the workplace. The civility I loved, the incivility I didn't like. And I wanted to be that manager that promoted civility. And the third was COVID. And I wish I had have thought of this idea in COVID. I really do. But that was my third reason, and it was wards had wobble rooms that popped up and safe spaces. And I thought one day, where do bank staff go? Who do they go to? There's only me on my team. There's four of us in our team. Who do them, these 500 staff of healthcares that we've got and 113 qualified nurses, who do they go to? And that's where the Dear Erica concept came in, and the card of, I want you to write down how you're feeling before you go home, post it in that Dear Erica box, because I don't want you to take them troubles home to your family. Because they were seeing things that they'd never seen before. We might have had healthcare that only worked in a clinic setting, in an outpatient, and there was move towards to deal with end of life, and they'd never dealt with it before. And they would ring us crying down the phone, I don't want to come to work, Erica, you know. We were like, wow, we need to help.
But such an enormously important thing, though, to have done. What do people say about it now?
I think the majority of the people love Dear Erica, and they know that if they have any concerns of anything, however ridiculous that they might think it is, they know they can send me an email, they can write a card and pop it in the box, they can ring me, they can write on my wall, they can send me a Facebook message. They always know I answer. They always know if I don't know the answer, I will come and ask. And if the answer's still no, they know that I've tried.
And has that led to more people sort of staying in the bank and continue to do shifts when maybe otherwise, without that support, they would have kind of perhaps walked away?
I think so, Mel. I think the word on the street kind of out there is, you know, go see Erica. Erica can help. on the other end of the scale, it's you need to follow this page because they'll be recruiting for healthcare and you've got a really good support network there. So it's helping recruit new staff. And I think it's going round in a circle that they know that I'm supporting them and they're telling their friends that come and work at BTHFT, come and work on the nurse bank. You've got Erica, you've got the nurse bank team, you've got this flexibility. So I think we are retaining our staff, but we're also recruiting new staff.
The Dear Erica approach and all the things that you are doing to support that group, a really important group of people, has received accolades and attentions outside the hospital too, hasn't it? Tell us about that.
NHS England, we introduced Dear Erica to them and I believe that they loved it. I think they liked the idea of the thanking of the staff that we do, the health and well-being little promotions that we do with them. I think they were quite impressed with that. We've done the Thrive Conference. We've done that twice now.
Yep.
A couple of days down on the concourse. I will promote anybody that's doing anything wonderful in this trust. As you know, Mel, you know, I'm always tweeting you. And, you know, if there's a stand on the concourse that I think is beneficial to anybody, I will promote it for them so that people can see other services that we have in the trust too. So I think it's opened up my eyes. If I ever go to a thank you on award, which I absolutely love doing, that is my favouritest thing of being Dear Erica. Because when I go and do that and I see how much that means to that person, that somebody's wrote to me, I've just wrote a little postcard with a little Dear Erica sticker on, toddled off to the ward and said that thank you. I always say, are you okay to go on social media? Because I'm going to show Mel Pickup how brilliant you are. But that thank you goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks, especially when it's on social media. I still get comments now on a thank you that I did weeks ago about how brilliant that person is, how much they love working with that person. And it just, it's lovely. I love it. That's my favourite thing. I just wish I had more time to do Dear Erica.
And you've worked with ward sisters and ward managers, matrons, to support staff who they need help with helping them to develop, because they have very kind of demanding, busy jobs. And if someone is struggling a little bit, I think you're providing that extra help to them. Is that the case?
Yeah, so myself and Matron Dorr, she's Samantha Dorr, we came up with Operation Jackdaw, which was supporting our bank HCAs and providing them with additional information, additional skills, a little bit of retraining, a safe space more than anything. But with the support of Sam, we're getting this feedback, can you help? We even had a matron come down and sit in a Jackdaw session because some healthcare's had some concerns and she came and spoke to them. And I think because they know and can see and they're hearing from others that we are listening.
Yeah. Well, one, as you know, kindness, compassion, civility and respect is a very, I think it's a basic human right, isn't it? Civility and respect in the workplace is really important. But then when you kind of build on that and an appreciation of individual people's contributions, then you get into a more sort of compassionate and caring workspace. When I talk about our values as an organisation, you know, that we care and that we value people. In induction, for example, we talk about there are very, very practical ways we can demonstrate that we value you, because we'll give you a salary. People are really pleased about that, of course, but it is the basic sort of measure of a value of an individual in an employment situation. But it has to be much more than that. You know, you have to feel that sense of belonging, that your contributions appreciated. And I always say, you know, the biggest thing that we can do each and every day for each other is to say thank you. Can you tell me a little bit more about the opportunities for them to develop a lifelong career in the NHS, if that is something that's of interest to individuals in any particular sphere that they maybe have a particular desire to go into and a skill set for?
I know of healthcares that have been on our bank in the past and are now clinical directors at other trusts, sisters, matrons, staff nurses, nurse associates. You know, we offer such a fantastic training package here at BTHFT that when you're in BTHFT and you're working in our hospital, you've got all these avenues of all sorts of things that you can go do. You know, if you want to stay on bank, that's absolutely fine. If you want to progress, that's fine too. That's brilliant because you can. And there's so many people here at this trust that will support that.
So, Erica, if you could, because, you know, people outside the hospital will hear this conversation, I hope, and be interested in what we're discussing today. We're always keen to encourage people to come and work in the NHS. I've spent a career trying to do that because I genuinely believe it gives you such a wealth of opportunity in a really rewarding career. What would you say to them?
So all our recruitment is done on NHS jobs. That's where all our jobs are advertised.
So people just Google NHS jobs.
Jobs at Bradford, teaching hospitals. That's where we recruit for bank. I also recruit for bank on my Dear Erica Facebook. I'm always getting the advert out there when we do. It gets lots of shares. Sally, my manager, freaks out when I say it's got 57 shares today. Because we know though all the shortlisting that we need to do. But yeah, just jump in, come and work for a fantastic team.
Erica, thank you so much for joining me today and for the important work that you and the team do to keep our wards and all our departments and all our services working. And for all of those innovations, the Dear Erica, the Jackdaw, and you can find out more about Erica's team on our website. Just search for NHS Bank, or, as Erica said, if you are really interested in joining our bank and joining the family of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, then look on NHS Jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.